NASA calls off Wednesday's launch of Space Shuttle Discovery because of a faulty fuel tank sensor, delaying America's first manned space shot since the Columbia disaster 2.5 years ago. Police removed materials from tidy single-family houses Wednesday in the northern city of Leeds, that is the home to a large Muslim community, searching for evidence in the neighborhoods where 3 of the 4 suspected London suicide bombers lived. A suicide car bomb explodes near U.S. troops distributing candy to Iraqi children, killing 28 people, including an American soldier and a dozen children aged 8 to 12 years old. Israeli troops reoccupied the West Bank city of Tulkarm early Wednesday, shooting dead a Palestinian policeman in a firefight and arresting 5 Islamic Jihad activists after the militant group killed 4 Israelis in a suicide bombing at a shopping mall. Bernard Ebbers, who as CEO of WorldCom oversaw the largest corporate fraud in U.S. history, is sentenced to 25 years in prison, 3 years after WorldCom collapsed. Ebbers reportedly wept as the judge handed down the sentence.